Welcome, brave souls, to our scary stories. Venture with us as we unravel tales so chilling, they might just cling to your very soul. Turn down the lights, let the shadows embrace you, and prepare to be enthralled, if you dare. The historic district of the town had always felt like stepping back in time for Lillian. Cobblestone streets lined with Victorian-era buildings, gas lamps that flickered as the evening set in, and a persistent smell of old wood and leather that seemed to permeate the air. As she walked, the distant hum of the modern city felt miles away, replaced by the echoing footsteps on the stone. Every shop front seemed to tell a story, from old bookshops with their dust-covered windows to vintage clothiers displaying gowns from another age. One shop, in particular, caught her eye. Its sign was faded, the name almost illegible, but the window displayed a myriad of antiques, porcelain dolls with unblinking eyes, tarnished clocks that no longer told time, and aged furniture with velvet cushions worn from decades of use. Inside, a soft, dim light filtered through the windows, casting elongated shadows. The air was thick with the scent of aged paper and mildew. The shelves were a maze of curiosities. Each artifact whispered tales of times long gone, and Lillian felt drawn deeper into the store, feeling the weight of countless yesteryears pressing around her. In a glass cabinet near the back, a silver locket lay on a bed of crimson velvet. It was tarnished, with intricate engravings of vines and flowers wrapping its surface. Intrigued, she asked the shopkeeper, an old man with deep-set eyes and wiry gray hair, about it. He hesitated for a moment, glancing at the locket and then back to her. "Ah, that piece," he murmured, his voice gravelly with age. "It's old, very old, and it carries a history." The way he spoke hinted at stories untold, secrets kept. Lillian felt a pull, an irresistible urge. "May I see it?" she inquired. He unlocked the cabinet, placing the locket gently in her palm. It felt colder than she expected. Opening it, she found it empty, but the beauty of its craftsmanship was undeniable. "It's exquisite," she breathed, tracing the engravings with her fingertip. "It is," the shopkeeper agreed. "But with age comes tales, miss. Not all of them pleasant." Lillian looked up at him, curiosity dancing in her eyes. "What do you mean?" He simply shook his head. "Some things are better left in the past," he replied cryptically. Yet, the allure of the locket was too strong. "I'd like to buy it," Lillian declared. The shopkeeper studied her for a moment, then sighed, resigning. "Very well. Just remember, every piece here has a story. And not every story has a happy ending." As she left the store, locket safely tucked in her bag, the weight of the shopkeeper's words bore into her. But for now, the mysteries of her new possession beckoned, promising to reveal its secrets in due time. October had always been Lillian's favorite month. The leaves turned gold and crimson, casting the world in warm, autumnal hues. The crisp air carried the tangy scent of apples and the smoky aroma from chimneys, heralding the approach of Halloween. As the days passed, her small apartment transformed. Pumpkins adorned her balcony, their carved faces grinning at passersby. Delicate paper bats hung suspended from her ceiling, swaying gently in the breeze. And, with each decorative addition, her anticipation for the upcoming Halloween party grew. She had meticulously planned her costume, a 19th-century gown, its deep green velvet complemented by white lace cuffs and collar. On the eve of the party, as she adjusted her bonnet, her gaze landed on the tarnished silver locket she'd purchased from the antique store. "It's perfect," she whispered to herself. Draping it around her neck, it felt like the missing piece, the final touch that her costume needed. She admired herself in the mirror, the locket adding a genuine touch of history to her attire. Curiosity tugged at her once more, urging her to peek inside. She hadn't opened it since the day she bought it. As the clasp released, revealing the interior, her heart skipped a beat. Inside was a face. Not her own reflection, but a man's visage. He had sharp features, piercing eyes, and a beard that framed his face. But it was his expression that truly unsettled Lillian. There was an urgency, a silent plea in his eyes that seemed to reach out to her. She blinked, half expecting the image to vanish, but the man's face remained. Confused and a bit alarmed, she tilted the locket, thinking perhaps it was some sort of old photograph. But no matter the angle, the image persisted. Shaking her head, Lillian muttered, "It's just a trick of the light." She reasoned that maybe the locket had a dual mirror or some optical illusion she hadn't noticed before. Determined not to let this oddity ruin her evening, she snapped it shut, letting it rest against her collarbone. She took one final glance in the mirror, smoothed out her dress, and left for the party, unaware of the significance of the face trapped within the locket. Lillian awoke to the muted tones of the city outside. The festivities of Halloween night had given way to the somberness of an early November morning. As she stirred, the events of the previous night seemed a blur of laughter, dancing, and the glow of jack-o'-lanterns. With the remnants of her costume discarded on a chair, she made her way to the kitchen, setting a kettle on the stove. The steamy aroma of brewing coffee soon filled her apartment. Wrapping her hands around her mug, she flipped open the morning newspaper that lay on her table. The headlines immediately caught her eye. Tragic accident claims life on Halloween night. A chill raced down her spine as she scanned the accompanying photograph. It was the face from the locket. Those same piercing eyes, the sharp features, and the distinct beard stared back at her, but now there was no mistaking the look of desperation in his gaze. The article detailed the accident, explaining how the man, identified as Nathaniel Grant, was hit by a car while crossing a busy intersection. Eyewitnesses claimed it happened so fast, and despite the efforts of first responders, he couldn't be saved. Lillian's hands trembled as she set the newspaper down. The face in the locket and the man in the paper were unmistakably one and the same. What were the odds? Was it just a cruel twist of fate or something more? Determined to understand, she pulled her laptop closer, typing fervently. Hours seemed to blur as she delved into the locket's potential origins. Antique forums, historical databases, even old newspaper archives became her playground. Bit by bit, she began to piece together a story. The locket, it seemed, had once belonged to a wealthy family in the town. Passed down through generations, it was said to have a strange history, rumored to be a harbinger of doom. Whispers of its curse were often dismissed as mere superstition. But as Lillian read accounts of previous owners meeting untimely fates after witnessing faces in the locket, she couldn't help but feel the weight of dread settle in her heart. One particular entry from a diary dated back to 1892 caught her eye. Written by a lady named Clara, it detailed her horror upon seeing her beloved's face in the locket, only to have him perish in a fire that very night. With every account she unearthed, Lillian felt the room grow colder, the shadows stretching longer. The locket, lying innocently on her dresser, now held an ominous presence. Was it truly cursed, foretelling the demise of those whose faces it bore? And if so, what could she do to protect herself from its malevolent power? Lillian's apartment became a hub of history, scattered with open books, handwritten notes, and countless browser tabs. The more she uncovered about the locket, the more she became consumed by its past. Delving further into newspaper archives, she found reports dating back to the early 20th century, each one coinciding with Halloween. Each report detailed strange, unexplained deaths, ranging from unfortunate accidents to circumstances that seemed almost orchestrated by some unseen force. But what caught Lillian's attention most were the personal accounts. Diaries and letters from various owners of the locket painted a vivid picture. Descriptions of faces, etched in fear or sadness, appeared in the locket every Halloween, and without fail, by the next day, they met their untimely end. As the evening light began to wane, Lillian stumbled upon an article from 1847. It was faded, the ink smeared in places, but the headline was clear: mysterious circumstances surround local heiress death. Beneath the headline was a detailed sketch of a young woman, her hair adorned with flowers, her eyes filled with melancholy. Intrigued, Lillian read on. The woman, named Eleanor, was the daughter of a wealthy merchant and was known for her beauty and grace. The article described her sudden death on Halloween night, with no apparent cause. She was found lifeless in her room, a silver locket clutched tightly in her hand. Lillian felt a shiver course through her. Digging deeper, she found a photograph tucked away in a local history book. The black and white image showed Eleanor, unmistakably the woman from the article, with the locket hanging prominently around her neck. Piecing it together, Lillian concluded that Eleanor was likely the first owner of the locket. But how had she come into its possession? And why did it carry such a sinister legacy? As the hours ticked by and the world outside sank into darkness, Lillian felt an increasing connection to Eleanor. A locket had tied their fates together, and she couldn't shake the feeling that understanding Eleanor's story was crucial to unlocking the mystery, and perhaps saving herself from the locket's curse. With the traces of dawn painting the sky, Lillian took a deep breath, steeling herself for the journey ahead. The stories she had uncovered left a labyrinth of questions, and she knew that to navigate them, she would need to reach out to the families of the recent victims. Her first visit was to the grieving family of Nathaniel Grant, the man from the locket on Halloween night. His sister, a weary woman with sorrow etched in her lines, welcomed Lillian into her home. As they sat in the living room draped in memories of happier times, Lillian treaded gently, asking about Nathaniel and any connection he might have had to the locket or its previous owners. With tears brimming in her eyes, the sister spoke of Nathaniel's fascination with antiquities, of how he had frequented many an antique store in search of treasures. Her heart sank as she recalled a silver locket he had shown her just days before his death, a locket he claimed held a story waiting to be told. Lillian's heart pounded in her chest as she listened, the pieces of the puzzle slowly falling into place. Each victim, it seemed, had brushed paths with the locket or someone who had once owned it. And in each case, their deaths were shrouded in peculiar circumstances. She visited more families, her heart heavy with the weight of their grief. A young woman taken too soon in a house fire, a man found lifeless at the bottom of a staircase, and a teenager whose car had mysteriously veered off the road. All had encountered the locket in the days leading up to Halloween. The pattern was undeniable, and Lillian felt a chill crawl up her spine. The locket wasn't just showing faces of random victims, it was choosing them, weaving a web of tragedy that spanned decades. The realization hit her like a tidal wave, leaving her breathless and trembling. As she left the last house, the reality of her situation settling in, Lillian knew she was running out of time. The locket had chosen her this year, and if the pattern held, she had less than a year to unravel its secrets and break the chain of death it carried. The stakes were high, and the clock was ticking. She had to act fast, for her own fate hung in the balance. The changing of seasons seemed almost to mock Lillian's static obsession. As winter blanketed the town in snow, Lillian's apartment transformed into a shrine dedicated to the locket's mystery. Pages of research plastered the walls, photos of victims stared back hauntingly, and at the center of it all, the locket sat ominously on her desk, as if watching her every move. Nights were the hardest for Lillian. Sleep was elusive, and when it did come, it was filled with nightmarish visions. She often found herself in a grand ballroom, the walls lined with mirrors that reflected the faces of the locket's victims. They reached out to her, their cries echoing in her ears, urging her to save them, to break the curse that bound them to eternal suffering. But the most haunting vision of all was that of Eleanor. The elegant heiress danced alone in the center of the ballroom, her eyes filled with sadness and desperation. She beckoned Lillian, guiding her towards a mirror where Lillian's own face stared back, terror evident in her eyes. During the day, her friends tried to reach out, noticing the dark circles under her eyes, her unkempt appearance, and her refusal to engage in any conversations not related to the locket. They missed the vibrant Lillian, whose passion for history once inspired them all. One evening, Nora, Lillian's oldest and dearest friend, decided to pay her a visit. The dim lighting of the apartment and the disarray of papers gave it an almost haunted atmosphere. Sitting Lillian down, Nora voiced her concern. "Lillian, this isn't you. This obsession is consuming you." Lillian's gaze flitted between the locket and her friend. "Nora, you don't understand. Every night, they come to me. I hear their pleas, their cries. I can't rest until I free them, free myself." Nora's brow furrowed in worry. "Lil, maybe it's time to let it go. Return the locket, walk away. Your life is worth more than this." Lillian's eyes darkened, a hint of anger bubbling up. "I can't, Nora. It has chosen me. And until I break its curse, neither of us will be free." Nora reached out, her touch gentle, trying to pierce through the shield Lillian had erected. "Please, Lillian, for your sake, for all of our sakes, find a way to end this before it's too late." As Nora left, Lillian's gaze returned to the locket. Its silver surface seemed to pulse with energy, reminding her of the power it held, the lives it had taken. And as another night approached, Lillian braced herself for the haunting dreams, hoping that they held the key to ending the curse's reign. The town had begun to decorate for the spookiest time of the year. Pumpkins sat on porches, awaiting their transformation into jack-o'-lanterns, and shops displayed costumes of every variety. Children whispered excitedly about trick-or-treat plans, but for Lillian, the festive air was a sharp contrast to the storm of dread brewing within her. Each morning, as the calendar's pages turned, bringing her closer to that fateful date, Lillian would touch the cold surface of the locket, almost expecting it to burn her. Its weight felt heavier, and she would sometimes imagine it whispering threats, promises of doom. She knew it was all in her head, but the fear was real. One evening, with trepidation heavy in her chest, she decided to confront the locket. Holding it carefully, she opened it, and her heart stopped. Instead of the familiar empty space or the face of another doomed soul, she saw herself. Her very own eyes, filled with terror, stared back at her. A cold sweat broke out on her forehead, her fingers trembling as they clutched the cursed piece of metal. Panicking, she decided it had to be destroyed. The locket had to go if she had any hope of seeing another sunrise after Halloween. She tried smashing it with a hammer, but the hammer simply rebounded as if it had struck a cushion. Desperate, she held it over an open flame, but the fire seemed to shy away, leaving the locket untouched. In a final attempt, she tried burying it deep within her garden, but the next morning, it was back on her bedside table, gleaming mockingly. Defeated, Lillian sank to her knees, tears streaming down her face. "Why won't you let go?" she cried out, her voice filled with anguish. Hours turned into days, and the inevitability of Halloween weighed heavily on Lillian. She felt trapped, ensnared by the locket's grip, and every failed attempt to rid herself of it only tightened the chains. She knew she had to find another way, and fast. For time was running out, and the locket's promise of doom loomed ever closer. A wind carried a chill, rustling leaves along the cobblestone streets. Lillian, wrapped in a thick coat, paced nervously in her living room. Each tick of the clock reminded her of the impending doom. But amidst the fear, an idea began to form. A locket had come from the antique store, perhaps returning it there might sever the connection. She immediately called Nora, her voice quivering with urgency. "Nora, I think I know how to end this nightmare. We need to return the locket to the antique store." Nora, ever the supportive friend, was by her side within the hour. Together, they made their way to the historic district, the location of the enigmatic shop. But when they reached the spot where the quaint store once stood, all that remained was an empty lot, filled with overgrown weeds and remnants of old brickwork. Lillian's heart sank. It was as if the store had never existed. Desperation mounting, they asked around, hoping someone might know about the missing shop. Most locals merely shrugged, offering apologetic smiles. But an old-timer, Mr. Thorne, recognized their description. Leaning on his wooden cane, he peered at them from beneath a worn hat. "That store you're talking about," he began slowly, his voice raspy from age, "only appears once a decade. Shows up one day, vanishes the next. Been like that for as long as I can remember." Lillian felt a chill that had nothing to do with the autumn air. "But why? Why does it only appear once a decade?" Mr. Thorne shrugged, looking away. "Some say it's cursed, bound by the spirits of the past. Others reckon it's just a quirk of this old town. All I know is, it'll be back, but not for another few years." Despair gripped Lillian. The one glimmer of hope she'd held onto vanished with the revelation. She held the locket tightly, its cold surface biting into her palm. Nora, ever determined, spoke up. "If we can't return it to the store, we need another way. There has to be something we can do." Lillian nodded, tears forming in her eyes. They were racing against time, with an enigmatic curse and a vanishing store standing in their way. The two women, bound by friendship and determination, resolved to confront the locket's mysteries head-on, no matter the cost. The moon hung heavy in the sky, its silvery light casting eerie shadows along the cobblestone streets. The distant echoes of Halloween festivities were juxtaposed against the looming dread that gripped Lillian and Nora. As they made their way through the historic district, it wasn't long before a chilling wind rose, carrying with it the faint sound of mournful whispers. From the peripheries of their vision, shadowy figures emerged, forms that seemed to drift rather than walk, their features blurred and indistinct. These were not regular revelers, they were apparitions from the locket's tormented past. Lillian recognized one area from her historical studies, the old town square. The clock tower at its center had been the site of many a tale, from festive gatherings to unsettling legends. Drawing from her knowledge, she pulled Nora into an alleyway just as one of the shadows reached out, its touch cold as death. Breathing hard, Nora asked, "How did you know?" Lillian, her eyes wide with adrenaline, replied, "There's an underground passage here, used during the war to smuggle goods. It should lead us to the old churchyard." They quickly located the entrance, hidden beneath layers of leaves and detritus. As they descended, the damp, earthy scent enveloped them. The passage was narrow, forcing them to move single file. Their steps echoed softly, their only guidance the weak beam of a flashlight. Emerging on the other side, the old church loomed, its gothic spires reaching out like skeletal fingers. They didn't have time to admire the architecture. The haunting figures, relentless in their pursuit, were closing in. Lillian's mind raced. The old well, she exclaimed suddenly. Legend had it that its waters held purifying properties. It was a desperate plan, but it was all they had. Reaching the well, Lillian frantically recounted an old chant she'd read about, said to awaken the well's powers. As the words left her lips, a brilliant, radiant light emanated from the depths of the well, pushing the shadowy figures back. With each step the apparitions took, they seemed to dissolve, fading away into the ether until nothing remained but the stillness of the night. Nora, catching her breath, looked at Lillian with awe. "How did you remember that chant?" Lillian, just as surprised, replied, "I'm not sure. It was like something compelled me, guided me." The two women, hearts still racing, knew they had faced only part of the locket's curse. With the night still young, they could only wonder what else awaited them before dawn. The old church's bell tolled, signaling the final hour before dawn. Lillian and Nora, battered and weary, clung to each other as they trudged through the historic district. The town, once familiar and welcoming, now felt like a labyrinth of horrors. Every shadow held potential danger. Every whisper of the wind sounded like the ghostly cries of the locket's tormented souls. In the distance, the first faint hues of dawn began to break, casting a soft glow on the horizon. The two women knew that if they could just hold on a little longer, the apparitions would retreat with the coming light. A chill ran down Lillian's spine as she felt an icy grip on her ankle. She turned to see one of the shadowy figures trying to drag her into the darkness. With a scream, she kicked free her pendant, the locket, flying off in the process. As the first rays of sunlight pierced the night, the figures began to waver, their forms distorting like smoke being blown away by a gentle breeze. Lillian and Nora, finding a burst of energy, sprinted towards the light, leaving the locket and its cursed legacy behind. The town slowly returned to normal as the two, breathless and shaken, reached the safety of Lillian's home. The horrors of the night were behind them, but the weight of their ordeal was evident in their exhausted eyes. Weeks turned into months. The locket, which Lillian had later recovered, now lay in a secured box, its dark aura locked away. But though its immediate threat was over, its shadow loomed large in Lillian's mind. Nora, visiting Lillian one quiet evening, found her staring blankly at the box. "You've survived it, Lillian. It's over," she whispered, trying to offer comfort. Lillian slowly turned her gaze to meet Nora's. Her eyes, once bright and curious, were now tinged with a sadness and depth that spoke of things no one should ever experience. "Is it really over, Nora? Or is it just lying in wait? I feel its presence, its weight, every day." Nora hugged her friend tight, both knowing that while Lillian had escaped the locket's physical curse, its psychological hold would remain, a silent testament to its enduring malevolence. As our tale comes to its eerie end, we hope you find solace in the light. But remember, every shadow has a story, and our scary stories will be here to share them. Until next time, sleep tight, and don't let the whispers of the unknown keep you up at night.